Welcome back to Buff Talk here, our final show of winter sports. Want to give thank yous to wrestling head coach Carlos Prieto and girls student athletes Crystal Loera and Maya Tarbett for joining the show. We now want to make a transition over to the boys' side. We have Brayden Pacheco and Matt Long. Both of you guys, thank you so much for coming on. Let me start with asking you this. Do you have a favorite trip or a favorite win from this season? It's been a long year. Brayden, let me start with you.
I'd say probably the favorite trip would be the off season in Virginia. Whenever we go to Virginia and we do like a summer wrestling, basically you just see people you won't see again, and it's just fun to wrestle free.
That's for sure. Matt, favorite moment from this year?
Probably my favorite moment this year was probably Virginia. That's a very enjoyable trip. Other than Virginia was probably Gary. We had a lot of fun there. Met a lot of top wrestling there. I got to see one of the number one ranked wrestlers and a lot of ranked teams there. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed that trip. More wrestling aside.
Outside of wrestling, what's the coolest place you've ever gone to? Matt, let me start with you.
Coolest place, I'd say Cancun, Mexico. That was pretty fun. We went there. We went underground water diving, and we seen like the, I don't know what those are called. I'm trying to remember the name of them. It's like where the water rain runs to the ground and like dilutes itself, or not really dilute, but like cleans itself through the minerals in the ground. It was pretty cool. And then we went and swam with dolphins. It was pretty fun.
You know what? I went underwater scuba diving in Cancun as well.
Oh, really?
I was going to say it was a couple years ago now, but I remember going in and I saw like the bats up top. Did you go to the same spot?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like let's say about an hour outside of Cancun. We took a bus there. It was pretty fun.
I think we did the same thing, except we did it a couple years apart, but that's dope. Brayden, let me ask you, what's the coolest place you've ever gone to outside of wrestling?
I'd have to say North Dakota or Virginia probably, which they were both wrestling trips, but outside of wrestling, it was like pretty fun to go explore and see the Mount Rushmore and everything. It was...
Yeah. Virginia is awesome. I've been there a couple times. It's like the perfect mix of North and South.
Exactly.
So it's cool. Podium finishes for your whole team as the state. Talk to me about how tight this group of wrestlers are. Brayden, let me start with you.
We have a lot of hard workers. It's just the matter of if they want to like show it at state and stuff. But we had like Logan at 144. He pulled off a big win against one of the kids that was supposed to be in the finals. And that was huge for our team, and he ended up finishing fifth, I think.
Matt, let me go to you. How much have you guys all grown up this season?
We've grown a lot, I feel like. At the beginning season, we didn't really have much of a team, but then we kind of started to come together and really, like, trust in each other and build on each other and just lean on each other for assistance in each other and making sure that we're by one another and just keep on pushing forward no matter what. I'm really glad that the way we finished, it may not have been how we've thought of it, but at least we finished. I'm glad that they pushed through and were able to achieve what they felt like they got through. And I'm glad, just like Pacheco said with Logan, I was really proud of him after he got that win. That really, I really feel like that brought our whole team together. It really showed like how much of an impact it is whenever you have a teammate or teammates behind one another and cheering on each other. It brings a lot. It's definitely more motivating for each other, and I really enjoyed that win for him. But I feel like our team is really close, and just leading into next year, I hope it's the same thing. Just keep pushing.
Now, let me ask you both about this. You were both in the state championship. You both finished second. Obviously, you've had such dominant seasons, but is there that little bit of feeling that you were right there? Matt, let me start with you.
Mainly the nerves that got to me. It's pretty upsetting, but I mean, he worked for it. I just definitely feel like we pushed a lot harder. Definitely, I feel like we definitely gave up a win that we shouldn't have, and it's still a touchy subject, but it is what it is now, though. Just going on to the next thing, just keep pushing and just working harder, definitely working 10 times harder. We already been going at it and already planning for next year, already looking at who we're going to have where. Me and Pacheco have been talking about that already. So, it wasn't how I wanted to finish, but it is what it is now, you know?
No, of course. Brayden, let me ask you to elaborate on that. What have been some of the things that you two have talked about since?
Just where we can have some people and where we think they could succeed the most. And it's just we have to figure out our lineup and who can go where. Because we have some kids that didn't go out for wrestling that we think could really do good on our team. And then we have some kids that did go out, but they didn't perform how they're supposed to. Maybe it's the weight or just they just couldn't handle the pressure, maybe.
So from how you're talking right now, you really want to step up, be a leader on this team next year.
Yeah.
Did you see yourself doing this your freshman year?
No, not at all, actually. It was my freshman year to now is completely different. I was really quiet freshman year, just kind of hid in the corner and didn't really work as hard.
Mm-hmm. Matt, same question. Let me ask. Have you always picked yourself as a leader before?
Not really. It kind of just always ends up happening. That's what everybody, I mean, not that I see myself as a leader, but if I'm the one that needs to fill that spot, I'll more than likely do it. I enjoy having to be the one to lead the team. And yeah, I never thought I'd be that kind of person until I'd say about my sophomore year, I started feeling like everybody was looking for me and just starting to focus on me. Not that I'm like the center of attention or anything, but yeah, I definitely enjoy being the leader, and it's crazy to think that we're about to hit our senior season next year. It's kind of crazy.
Damn.
Happening all fast.
Let me say to both of you, like, that is awesome that you both are kind of seeing yourself grow up in front of your own eyes. Now you guys are both starting to get ready for next year. But final question for both of you. Let me start with you, Matt. Where would you say you improved the most on the mat this year?
On the most, I'd definitely say my tilts. My tilts, I mean, I've been a tilter, but definitely my tilts have really exploded. I really started to gain a lot more points and trusting myself on my top game. And my bottom game, I'd say that too. But yeah, definitely my top game was where I was most comfortable at.
Mm-hmm. And Brayden, 47-2 this year. Where were some of the areas you thought you got best?
I'd say in my scrambling ability and just top, because it just wrestling Matt every single day taught me how to scramble. I had to scramble to get out of positions, and whenever I was on top, I had to work hard to get him down. And just some of the tilts we learned, it really helped with the season, especially in regionals. We both showed that we could tilt, and
I got you. Hey, coach has told me nothing but the best about both you two, and from the way you two are talking, I cannot imagine how great your senior years are going to be. That is Matt Long and Brayden Pacheco coming on Buff Talk tonight. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to make the transition over to girls basketball. We have Kaylee McDonald and Alessia Escobedo here when we come back on 99.9 The Rock.